You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome to this edition of the Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill. This time we're looking ahead to the action that's coming up on Thursday. And you can enjoy it all on Racing Radio from 1:20pm with Bobby Beavers. He's going to be in the company of Chris Pimlott and Craig Forsyth. Take a look at the action in the afternoon from Ayr, from Yarmouth and from Pontefract, of course. The William Hill Ayr Gold Cup meeting is getting underway up in Scotland in the evening. We're at Chelmsford and we're at Savile. Those are the five meetings on Thursday. Here on the podcast, though, my name's John Gibby and I've got Andy Holding alongside me. Andy, hello.
Hello, John.
You leant into the microphone there in a very...
Well, because you held it away from me, that was why, yeah. That's first rules of an interview, isn't it, to actually hold the mic in the direction of the interviewee.
Yeah, I'm sort of flipping it between the two of us.
Right.
There we go, you see. So yes. it covers both. It's a slightly low-tech setup that we've got going on here.
Yeah.
But I think it should be okay in the end. Have you been keeping well?
Yeah, I never really know the sound levels either of this thing. So the natural thing is to lean into it. But no, I am actually keeping okay, yeah.
I can run an effect on it afterwards. I'll level you out. So your sometimes comparatively quieter voice compared to mine, that'll be okay in the end.
I'll know that for next time.
Technology. We're going to get onto some of your thoughts on Thursday's racing in a few moments' time. Let's start off, though, by having a chat about the William Hill Ayr Gold Cup coming up on Saturday. One of the big sprint handicaps of the season, of course. And, well, let's go through some of the prices at time of recording. Buffer Zone, 7-1 favourite. Gulliver, 11-1. Summer Anderson, 12-1. Arecibo, 14-1. Baron Bolt, 16s. Open Wide, also 16-1. Danzino is 16-1 as well, with Alcarama and Urban Beaten. It's bigger prices for the rest of them. Interesting renewal this year, and I say that not even necessarily because of the horses we've got involved, but because of the ground. And not something we're not often hear at this time of year in the days leading up to this meeting is that connections are thinking about pulling horses out of the big sprint because they're worried it's going to be too quick. Yeah, here we are.
Yes, you're right. It does look being unseasonably quick up, doesn't it, up there? The forecast is very favourable. It's good at the moment, or maybe good to soft in place, but that'll soon evaporate come for time of racing tomorrow, which is Thursday. And then there's nothing due at all leading up to the big race, so it could actually be good to firm on Saturday, which is worth bearing in mind. And because Buffer Zone is very much a fast ground horse that won on good to firm ground at the Curra recently over the weekend or last weekend, it's easy to see why he all of a sudden has become quite popular in the market. I thought he was very impressive when he won at the County Kildare track. That's the second time he's won there. He's proven that he's a very high-class handicapper that could easily make up into a group horse. And that's the kind of horse you're looking for to win this kind of race. And he's very similar to the horse, was it last year, was it Son of Rest?
Mm.
It was a big gamble for the Fozzie Sack stable that had got form at the Curra.
Who ended up dead heating.
So trend followers and quick out of the block punters who spotted that Buffer Zone was in the Ayr Gold Cup after it won at the Curra have availed themselves of all the fancy prices building up to the draw, which is taking place tomorrow morning, which of course Golden Brown is the presenter of. So it's definitely worth tuning into that. Where the best place on the track will be, we'll get a chance to have a look at that with the Bronze and Silver Cups, which is rather handy, and all the other straight track races that take place throughout the course of the next few days. So come Saturday, we'll have all the evidence we need, but there's no doubting that Buffer Zone, based on his run at the Curra, is very well handicapped.
The market's kind of built on that Irish form line as well, with Buffer Zone being the favourite and Gulliver being in second as well.
He was a big eye catcher, wasn't he, the Gulliver? I mean, he got stopped three or four times when he was, you know, looking to make some, you know, healthy progress, and he's absolutely flashed home. That's the problem with Gulliver. He's a bit of a oh, do I trust that run car animal? Yeah. He's a bit like Escobar, who's very similar in runs in the same dartboard colours.
There's a few of those in this field, to be
fair. Yeah, and he's almost like sticking a dartboard in Gulliver, because he's which Gulliver turns up is anyone's guess. But strictly on the evidence, what we saw the other day, he's in good form, and it's just whether he can run to that same level again.
Do you potentially have one in mind at this stage for the Gold Cup?
Yeah, Summerganza, a horse that I think deserves one of these races if there is such a thing. He's been dancing every dance. He's pretty much been, you know, suggesting that one of these is coming his way sooner rather than later. He was fifth in the Wokingham. He was fourth in the Stewards' Cup. He was second in the Great St Wilfrid. I mean, you know, his body of work, he's looking fairly impressive coming into this race. He's been saved now since that Great St Wilfrid, which, of course, form is incredibly strong. I mean, Dakota Gold has proved that he's now a group level horse. I think he's in at Newbury on Saturday in a Group 2 or Group 3. So, again, we're dealing with a horse here, Summerganda, who could have been given more weight based on that subsequent performances of the horse that beat him. It's hard to see Summerganda not running well, given that he's always seems to be strong in the finish in these kind of events that, you know, where the pace is very fast from start to finish. So he'd be my idea of the value at 12-1.
But you think, you know, Buffer Zone, the favourite, is likely to run well?
I think he's the right favourite, and I think Gulliver, based on... You can't stick Gulliver in any other than second favourite if Buffer Zone's favourite, just based on that run the other day. But Summerganda, if he gets the right draw, it's hard to see him not going well.
OK, well, that's the William Hill Air Gold Cup. It's coming up on Saturday. Take a look at all the markets for that and the anti-post betting we've got up for some of the other races in the meeting as well, and the rest of the weekend's action as well, of course. But looking a little bit closer to home as usual, Andy, you've picked up two selections for Thursday's racing.
Yep.
And I believe they're both running at Chelmsford.
They are, yeah. A horse that I'm dying to keep on the right side of. A horse called Tavis. He's a Roger Charlton-trained three-year-old. I think he's a three-year-old. Let me just double-check. Yes, he is a three-year-old. He's very lightly raced, but he caught the eye with his win at Newbury a couple of starts ago when he was well-backed off a mark of 60, and he duly obliged, but he also clocked a very fast time in winning that day. And he then went to Fosslass. Again, he was well-punted. He went out, I think he was available odds against in the morning. I think he ran about the 7-4, 15-8 mark, and he's actually gone off 4-9, such was the confidence behind him that only a £5 penalty wouldn't stop him. Now, he only beat Victoriano, who, you know, finished fourth at Bath on Sunday. So the form, as it says, the horses that were in Brian in that day are no great shakes. But I think it's the manner and the style of the way this horse is improving that is the important thing to focus on. I still think potentially he's quite well treated because he's only winning by narrow margins. He now runs off a mark of 70, but he almost looks, dare I say, a horse who could be competing in, you know, Saturday races sooner rather than later. Of course, he's got to now translate the turf form to or weather, but at least he'll get a good pace to run at. Conquering Hero, he's a front runner, he's in the race, he won the other day, so pace should be strong, and it should set things up nicely for Tavis, who looks a fairly strong stayer.
I suppose chance for Polytrack compared to some of the all other all-weather surfaces might not give you quite as much concern in terms of a turf horse taking to that type of surface.
No, that's right. He has run three times on the all-weather, albeit three runs to get a handicap mark, so we didn't really see his true worth, but it's not as if he's never run on the all-weather surface before. So all things being equal, Tavis, fairly strong choice.
Okay, so that's the first selection. And what about the other one?
Yeah, the other one comes up, I think it's half an hour later, in the 6:30. Yeah, 7'6" furlong handicap. Now, you've got to be of a fairly forgiving nature to go with a horse called Shimmering Dawn, but I'm a fairly forgiving soul, you know.
I sort of get that sense of you, Andy.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I'm not hard knocking all the time. But Shimmering Dawn's got a very, very, very good record here at Chelmsford. I think she's 3-3 here at the Essex venue. She was a bitter disappointment when they sent her to Nace of the Day back on the turf, but she was drawn wide, didn't get any cover. But the time before at Chelmsford, she was last turning in, and she absolutely mowed down her field with an incredible turn of foot, once again proving that the all-weather surface is very much her bag. Now, she's gone and bagged a bad draw again tomorrow, stall 11 of 11. But given her run style is a hold-up style anyway, I'm not necessarily that perturbed about that. But she's a very good filly here at Chelmsford. Like I say, at fractions, her time figures have been very good. And expect her to come wide, late and fast again and keep up her unbeaten record.
OK, well, two selections then from Andy at Chelmsford. On Thursday, you can hear all those races live on Racing Radio and the rest of the day's racing as well, of course, with Bobby, Pimmers and Craig from 1:20pm. Do join them then, listen online or via the William Hill app. Join us tomorrow for another edition of the Daily Racing Podcast. And Andy, thanks for being with us today.
It's a pleasure.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.